This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you discussion on reservation for former Agniveers in Central Armed Police Forces. The participants are K. Srinivasan, former Inspector General of Border Security Force, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
Mr. Srinivasan, a warm welcome to you on the program.
Thank you very much.
So under the Agniveer scheme, 75% of those recruited would retire after 4 years. And the benefit of the changes now being made is that the 75% retiring will have the option of joining the Central Armed Forces. Could you tell us, for the benefit of our listeners, what the Agniveer scheme is and what are the changes that have been made to benefit the retirees from the Agniveer scheme?
For the information of the audience, the scheme is not that much new. It was there earlier also. We had a deputation scheme. Like we used to have the army people at a lower level also. The difference is that Agniveer is a freshly trained person. Whereas in the earlier scheme, we used to have people who are retiring on voluntarily or superannuated from army. But the scheme did not work well because they have been trained in the army for a long time. Their expectations were different. But here when they come, they find a bit of a change. But this scheme has got a benefit that we are getting the boys with a proper age group and duly trained. When I say training, the basic training. I never say that those who are coming to BSF are trained for BSF. No. We have to give orientation training to them. Then only they will fit into the system.
So one obviously has to be a good fit into these Central Armed Police Services. What are the requirements typically of these armed services? How many types are there and what are the different requirements of each type?
See, we have different Central Armed Forces like a Border Security Force. Basically the main border guarding force. When I say border guarding, it is defending the border and guarding the border both, and policing the border. The same goes to SSB also, the same goes to ITBP, Indo-Tibetan Border Police. Whereas in respect of CRPF, it is a counter-insurgency force basically, an internal security force. And also this one, ITBP, which is guarding the China border. In the Central Industrial Security Force is basically the all vital installations. So the training module, the ethics and culture will be different. So straight away you can't say that Agniveer is coming. Straight away he will fit into the system. We have to give some orientation training. Because of the role changeovers, they need to be familiarized. And we have the Assam Rifle also in the Northeast, basically a counterinsurgency force.
So when we look at the Ministry of Home Affairs website we click on the Central Armed Police Forces, you have the Assam Rifles, you have the Border Security Force, you have the Central Industrial Security Force, the CRPF, ITBP you mentioned, the National Security Guard, and the SSB, the Sashastra Seema Bal. Are they all likely to induct the Agniveers who are retiring?
Well, everybody has got provisions to induct them. It all depends upon the individual's choice where he wants to actually get absorbed. For example, I foresee that the people from the border state will like to see the Border Security Force because they will have a chance to work in the same station. For the CRP, it is All India. Similarly, people may prefer to ITBP those who are from that area. So, right now we cannot say everybody will opt for this one. It is their own choice. But when they, by choice they join, then we have to orient towards the forces.
And is the training similar? I know the induction process is slightly different because requirements of each services are also different because that's the reason why they've been formed for a variety of reasons. What is the training like in the military, in the army, before you go into the armed police forces at the central level?
You are very correct. When they enter the army, the training module is totally different. When they come to CRP or for BSF or like this, it will be different. But the thing is, the basic training refers the same. Like for example, weapon training, weapon handling, and all the tactical features, there will be the basic things. It won't change. But when they come to border security, they need to align with the army training also, plus policing and border guarding. But if they go to CRPF, they have to change the mode of training towards insurgency, towards called internal security. The same goes with the CISF. Then their entire module will be different because it is basically the kind of frisking and all, checking of the vital installation security. So that way it will differ. So basic training will come on, but I don't see that right now whoever is coming from the army try to fit into the forces. That's not possible. We have to orient themselves towards the different modules of training.
So we know that there is a 10% reservation for Agniveers who are retiring from the scheme itself after 4 years of devoted service. What are the relaxations that have been announced for those who are eligible for the reservation?
The relaxation as per the government instructions now is 5 years for the first batch, and subsequently it will be 3 years relaxation in the age. And as far as the basic training, well, there will not be basic training, but orientation training will be there, it must be there.
So there's an exemption from the physical test for Agniveers?
Yeah, the physical test will be exempted, basic training. That is, in the basic training, we have physical test, we have the weapon training, we have tactics, all other modules. So they will be exempted from the physical test and little bit of that weapon training, the basic training, that they will be exempted. But nevertheless, they should go for the orientation training, which will constitute less these subjects.
So at your level, I mean, how do you recruit once you have this policy decision of the government? Is a interview panel constituted who actually select those who apply for the different services? How does one go about that at your level?
No, I foresee with my experience that generally the orders will go for each state to constitute a board, recruitment board. Like we used to have even now, for recruitment we have separate boards. They used to go to different areas, not necessarily to the state capital. They will go to remote areas also, because we want to see that across the section all the people join the force. So the different teams will be traveling here, they will be identified, they will be getting the list. Because once the people apply for BSF, for example, I say about BSF, once the list is there, we ask them why he wants to come to the interview. Then we will send the list to the board, and board will call them, then they will interview them.
So the Agniveers who retire will have to apply and appear for the interview. What should they expect from the interview process in terms of the preparation? Because we also have listeners who aspire to not only join the Agniveer scheme, but also looking at the road ahead once they retire from the service.
No, it is basically social economic background also. I don't expect that those who are giving interview, they will straight away giving answers to the border guarding questions. But nevertheless, they should have the concept of the border, the security matters, the what you call other socio environment in the borders also. That basic thing which any common man will have. But since he is already coming well trained in everything, we expect that he knows all the tactics related matters, defense related matter, to some extent all other security related in the nation or what you call issues related to the border also.
What about your linguistic ability? For instance, if you're applying for the Assam Rifles, is the knowledge of the local language very important? Is that what you look into an applicant, the ethnicity for instance, if not for the other services?
Generally, my experience says that whenever you are having the expertise in the local languages, it is an added advantage, it will give benefit. But it is not necessary that if it does not have, it will not go, because then we have the scheme for the language training also later. But having said that, language is really not a barrier as far as the force is concerned. Even in army and everything I have seen, language per se is not a barrier, but it is always an advantage. So they really need not worry about the language factor. That anybody can join anywhere.
Well, the ITBP, for instance, their postings in Leh, Ladakh, in the frontier areas where the conditions are very different, and those who are ethnically from those regions have an advantage. Is that something you look at as well?
Yeah, definitely. This is always, you are very correct. The people from that area will definitely prefer the force which is deployed, and that they may be familiar with that one, or some of their brothers or father would have been working there. The same goes with the BSF also. The man from the border state or those who have worked in the BSF, his friends or his relatives, then they have their own influence. They will prefer that one also. Even though it is happening.
What is the ethos of someone who joins the security services, because they perform a very difficult task which the average person is not able to? Is something you want to tell the youth who are listening in on this program?
For the general youth who has not been trained, when it comes, it looks tough. But as far as Agniveer is concerned, he has already faced that situation for 4 years. So you won't feel that difficulty here in joining. For them, it should be a cakewalk to go through the interview. Unlike the person who is freshly joining, for him it is nothing. He does not know ABC of the forces or even security matters. So that way, I see an advantage in Agniveer. He has that confidence, he has got a training, he has got some leadership qualities, and he is aware of the entire security matters and all other scenarios.
From a macro perspective, could you tell us the cost-benefit of the AgniVeer scheme and the way the inductions are taking place right now into different services in terms of reservations and relaxations being given to those applying?
We generally do not count the cost factor in training, but in this case, the training cost of the AgniVeer is, it is going to be minus for us because he has already been trained by Army. So that way, we need not worry about a long-term planning of the training or big training institutions for them separately. They can be clubbed with the regular trainees for orientation. So that way, we need that dedicated training cost for those people that will be actually waived off.
So those who are retiring from the AgniVeer scheme can then look for permanent tenure in the service as opposed to the AgniVeer scheme where 75% are retired after 4 years.
Yeah, once they come to CAPF, I think there is an assurance that he will advantage only. Because, of course, it depends upon his performance and everything. But in normal course, many people just, they will like to have. Okay, once they join in the mainstream of the force, I think they will like it.
So we're looking at the entire route to superannuation to the age of 60, 62, where one can look at it from a long-term career perspective with the Government of India.
There's advantage in joining the CAPF, unlike Army, where they got some age bars and age benchmarks. It is not there in all the CAPF. So he can be rest assured that he will go on unless he does something wrong and everything. Otherwise, his performance will go, he will get a promotion also. He will retire calmly and he can plan his life properly.
So there must be a clear difference when you're following a career in the Army versus when you are following a career with the Central Armed Police Forces. In the Army, if you don't make certain rank and designation by a certain age, you are retired by the Army itself. Is that true for the Defense Forces?
Well, that is there, but in CAPF, it is not there. Even if somebody joins as a constable, he does not do well also, then he will retire still in at the age of 60 as a constable. But if he does well in all this and pass promotion test, he can become inspector or even officer. Secondly, there will be some change in the attitude because in the Army, you have all the facilities like canteen service facilities, ex-serviceman category. So many other perks are there in the Army. It may not be available in each force and it is not available. It has got its own pay culture, different what you call perks also. He has to compromise that. He is getting a service here. So having got all those perks for the 4 years, once he comes, when he saw going out and going to the wild, he comes here force where there is assurance and security of the job and he can take care of his entire family for a long time.
Mr. Srinivasan, could you tell us briefly your experience as a former IG with the Border Security Force when it came to recruiting quality people into the services?
Our benchmark and yardsticks are very tough. I have been in the presiding officer of several recruiting boards also. We go then. Suppose I go to a particular state and the vacancy is about 50. I may not get really 50 because I have to relax so many and I have no provision to relax also. We go with the vacancy. If there is not much people are responding, miss, I'll come back empty-handed also. It is not necessary that I should pick up any people to make the numbers. No, that's not so. That's why the vacancy is carried forward.
So we're talking about quality and not quantity when it comes to recruitment, especially in the Central Armed Police Forces or the paramilitary forces, because the requirements of the conditioning always are very demanding on the applicant.
I remember an incident where we went to the recruitment. He was satisfying all the parameters. But when he asked me, sir, while in the posting, I'll get in my same district. I said, no, there's no PSF in the district. No, sir, I want to be in this only or within 25 kilometers of this area. I said, nothing to him. It cannot happen. I cannot assure you. Today, you will be in the state. Tomorrow, after 3 years, you'll be posted to Northeast. Then you should not repent. He said, sir, I cannot join the force. So that way, we generally maintain a strict, what you call, policy yardsticks.
Thank you so much, Mr. Srinivasan, for giving us clear insight into the demands of the Central Armed Police Forces and the paramilitary forces, what it is like to join it and stay in the service. Thank you so much, sir, for discussing on reservation for AgniVeers in the Central Paramilitary Forces.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on reservation for former AgniVeers in Central Armed Police Forces. The participants were K. Srinivasan, former Inspector General of Border Security Force, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.